This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're among the growing number of drone enthusiasts out there, there is news of interest to you today. The Department of Transportation says it's working on some new rules for unmanned aerial vehicles, as they are sometimes called. Chief among those rules, a requirement that one register one's drone as a condition of using the national airways. Marketplace Tech host Ben Johnson has been following all the drone comings and goings. He is here to make me smart. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Kai.
All right, drone registration. You have to help me understand how this is going to work because the FAA has not been speedy, shall we say, in drone regulation overall.
Not super speedy, Kai. The FAA actually missed a deadline, you may remember, at the end of September. Mm-hmm. This whole process has been moving slowly. Hopefully, that will change over the next few months because the Department of Transportation is putting together, yes, a task force, which we love in government. Task forces. It's going to be 25 to 30 people. They're going to be representatives of government and regulators and also the industry. And they're going to put together a bunch of rules around registering your drones if you're a consumer. And they're going to put those rules together over the next month. And then they're supposedly going to finalize them by mid-December, right around the time everybody's going to get ready to unwrap their sparkling new quadcopters that they get for Christmas.
Because task forces move so fast, right? there is no small part of this that goes like this. I will register my drone when you can pry it from my cold, dead hands, right? There are lots of safety rationales for this. Give me the other side of this thing.
Well, if you want a real problem, you got to attach a gun to the drone.
Right. And there was that YouTube video. You saw that video, right?
Yes. Here's how it's different from, say, registering guns and the controversy around that. You've got a smaller number of people who are doing this, even though it's exploding. I mean, sightings of drones by pilots in areas where drones really shouldn't be flying is up 200% over last year. So this is a growing problem, but it's still a relatively small number of people. And it depends a little bit on how the FAA and the Department of Transportation rolls out these rules. Now, I talked to a guy, his name is Jonathan Downey. He's the CEO of a company called AirWare, which actually makes software and a little bit of hardware for commercial drones. And he said this registration process can play out one of two ways.
I think everyone's hoping that it's going to be a really seamless process. You buy your consumer drone, you go to a web URL, you type in your name and you're done and you're ready to fly. If you have to go and you write it out with a pen and mail it into some government address and you don't hear back from them for 3 months or 6 months, you got your drone for Christmas and you're not flying it until March. I think that's the nightmare scenario.
Yeah, no, and that's never going to work, right? But let me ask you another thing, Ben. Last time and I spoke about drones, you had said it was going to be 2 years plus or minus before we see drones out there, you know, delivering stuff. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, he was the first guy really to talk about drone delivery. I know he's got lots of smart lawyers. How might this ruling affect what he and lots of others, we should say, want to do?
So I think that the business world is probably going to be watching this process closely, Kai, because the FAA and the Department of Transportation really needs to solve this problem soon. Now, the rules that they're putting together might not affect the commercial space directly, but what they will show is how these government organizations are thinking about regulation and figuring out ways to make this work. Now, if you're a company, you're definitely going to have to register your drones and make sure that the government understands how you're using it.
You ever flown one of these things?
I have dabbled, but only, you know, as one probably about is like about the size of a Frisbee, and it's super fun, but it's also a little bit terrifying.
a little bit. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Also, by the way, the host of the forthcoming podcast Codebreaker. You can find a link to that on our homepage, marketplace.org. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.